Here's one of the most recognizable guitar riffs ever recorded in America. That's guitarist Vernon Reid, founder of the band Living Color, from the 1988 song Cult of Personality. Cult of Personality is on nearly every list of the 100 greatest rock songs ever written. It won the band critical acclaim, Grammys, and stadium rock fame. But what made Living Color unique in the world of hard rock was that all of the band members were black in a genre dominated by white rockers. For a time, Living Color split up, but the band regrouped in 2000. Guitarist Vernon Reid, singer Corey Glover, and the rest of Living Color are back again with a new record. It's called The Chair in the Doorway. And like their previous work, it's an unapologetic homage to American hard rock, but with a bluesy twist. Vernon Reid and Corey Glover join me from NPR New York. Welcome to All Things Considered.
Hi, how's it going?
Hi.
Vernon Reid, I want to ask you about the song Cult of Personality, which is your most recognizable single. Has the success of that song been a mixed blessing for Living Color?
I remember the day that song was written. It was literally written in one rehearsal session. And there was no Cult of Personality at the beginning, and at the end there was. And we played it, I think, a day or so later at CBGB's for the first time. So the song has had this amazing life, and nobody was prepared for it on a level. But many artists have a rueful kind of feeling towards their most popular song, and they kind of despise it. I actually still love the song Cult of Personality because it's really so much more relevant now than it was then.
Corey Glover, Living Color became really huge really fast at the end of the 1980s. The Grammy Awards and touring with the Rolling Stones, a cover of Rolling Stone magazine. These days you're playing to smaller crowds and you're selling fewer records. Is that in any way harder to deal with?
I'm always reminded of an incident in Raleigh, North Carolina, where we were on the Stones tour and I decided to go to a mall. For whatever reason, I didn't have a hat on, so my hair was long and it was down my back, and I got mobbed for some strange reason.
Everybody recognized it because you had the...
It wasn't just girls. It was a lot of folks. It was people. It was just a crush of people down. I was really taken aback, and it really sort of traumatized me. Like, what I'm doing right now and how it's going right now is so much better for me because there is no pressure. There is no sort of like fishbowl experience in that.
There's a track on this record, and it's got so much energy. It's about not being a young man anymore. The song is called Young Man. I want to hear it for a moment. Vernon Reid, how does age change the way you approach music now?
The funny thing about it is that the music becomes even more crucial as a motivating factor. Because you can be carried by youth and beauty and the excitement of it all and, you know, cute girls and things like that. And there's a funny thing, as you get to a certain age, if the music for its own sake isn't central, it falls away. And I see that with a lot of other artists. They simply don't want to work that hard. I mean, I can understand that. The thing about music for me, it's always been about the possibility of doing better, of being better, of transcending everyday experience. You know, of course, like anybody else, you know, I would love for things to go well. I want the room to be filled. I would love for a record to be all over the radio. But really, to do the thing well for its own sake is a very important factor.
We're speaking with Vernon Reid and Corey Glover, members of the legendary rock band Living Color. There's a song on this record, on your new record, that for some reason reminds me, at least lyrically, of Marvin Gaye's What's Going On, and it's called Not Tomorrow. Corey Glover, you're singing Women Cry, People Die. Today I Look for Truth. What's this song about?
The bittersweet part of this, of making the song, was my mother was in the midst of dying while we were recording the song. And I don't know if the muses came down or what, but it was about her. We had just about finished it, and I just laid down the last bit of the vocal, and the phone rang. And it was very, 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 very surreal that these things that I was talking about and the person that I was talking about sort of reached out to me somehow. I'm getting upset. Sorry.
No.
It was a very powerful moment. A really deep silence descended on the session. Like everybody became very quiet. Everybody stopped moving, and it was one of the things that gave this record a soul.
I want to ask you guys about being African Americans in a genre that has been and still is dominated by white musicians. There have been some rock bands with African American members, Bloc Party, for example, from the UK.
Yeah, great band.
But it hasn't really changed much since the time when you guys really broke out.
You know, I don't know if I agree with that because it hasn't changed enough, but it has changed to a certain degree. You know, it didn't start with us. It's not going to end with us. I mean, with the rise of the Afropunk movement alongside the Black Rock Coalition, with bands from, you know, TV on the Radio to the Noisettes, you know, a very good friend of ours, William Duvall, is now the lead singer of Alice in Chains. And
That
would have been literally unthinkable for one of the seminal bands of that movement to have an African-American lead singer, and for that to be accepted is tremendous. Not enough has changed, but the landscape is vastly different than it was when we came on the scene. I mean, it was like, when you think about a band like Bad Brains, what they went through, and we're standing on the shoulders of the Isley Brothers and Bad Brains, and, you know, many people who are not remembered as well as they should be now. And now we see a whole new landscape of artists from Tamar Kali through the Bloc Party and so on. You know, it's still a struggle for identity and a struggle for recognition, a struggle for marketing dollars, you know, especially now the record business is collapsing. But having said that, you know, the best days of rock and roll are ahead of it.
That's Vernon Reed and Corey Glover of the band Living Color. Their new album is called The Chair in the Doorway. Vernon Reed, Corey Glover, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.